The best stories that I have to tell are actually about my mother, and this one is tangentially about her, but not about her, exactly. So I don't actually think of myself much as a pioneer or a trailblazer. I prefer comfort and predictability. I am my father's son, less of my mother's. But there I was, about 9 years ago, sitting in a cafe with my friend Sarah, about to take this incredible leap to move west following my boyfriend, barely. We'd been together for 10 months, and he had to move west. And I decided, all right, I've taken a few cautious, careful risks in my life, but I have not really taken this risk for love, so let me try it. And we're sitting in this cafe, and we're outside at a table, and this is true, right? These stories are true. And as we're talking, Sarah and I, this kind of scruffy, homeless, maybe a little crazy-looking dude strolls by and says, "Love is a gamble." And Sarah totally heard it too, so either it was like delusion, both of us, or we had a prophetic homeless guy. And there are lots of movies that have these, like I can think Grand Canyon. Does anybody know that film? There's like prophetic homeless guy in that. You should see it. So, but it's not the first time in my family that brave journeys have been made west, because the family lore is that I am descended from the Donner Party. And if you don't know, the Donner Party in 1846, which was an amalgamation of pioneer families, set out from Springfield, Missouri, across, you know, the desert, the West, the Sierra Nevada, to California, like a lot of pioneers did. Only their journey was slightly ill-fated because they decided to follow the advice of this dude named Hastings, who said, "Go my way," which is rather than north around the Great Salt Desert, go south, and you'll get there faster. And he could not have been more wrong. In fact, it's like slang in my family for if you like take a wrong term or turn or are stupid and go the wrong way. Oh, you took Hastings' cut off. Girl, you are dumb. So the Donner Party goes out. Of course, tragedy after tragedy after tragedy truly befalls them. And they end up in December of 1846 trapped in the Sierra Nevada mountains, having gotten slowed down by this shortcut. What's famous about the Donner Party, of course, is what? Cannibalism. So they resort to eating each other. Presumably, they eat the people who die, so they don't, like, kill anybody to eat them, so it's okay. But they do resort to cannibalism. This incredibly kind of sort of sensational account of this is written after the fact by this dude named C.F. McGlashan. Interesting read. While a lot of the people are still alive and they interview them. And there's this villain who sort of emerges from the story named Kiesberg. And what they say is that he sort of delights in like eating the flesh and like tearing people apart and eating them. It's very gruesome. And it may or may not be true. They sent this party ahead. So they got stuck at Donner Lake, which was then Truckee Lake. And they sent this party of people ahead to try and get help and rescue them. And they called this party the Forlorn Hope. And I'm like, look, couldn't you call them like badass, intrepid heroes, you know, enduring unbelievable hardship, like Forlorn Hope? Like, you're kind of doomed from the start. Anyway, it took them 4 months to get help back. Finally, in mid-February, right around now, in 1846, they got help back. Well, half of them died. There were about 87 people in this party, and half of them died. My trip following my partner out west was not as dramatic. I flew out. I flew into the Burbank airport. And like every great starlet, I stepped off the airplane, which is what you can do if you fly into Burbank, FYI. You get to walk down. Our life got to begin there. And it wasn't as brave, but it was absolutely as interesting. And I have drawn on the strength and bravery of my foremothers in the Donner Party in making my life in California. Thanks.